Bar Kosiba. And in fact, if you get a hold of Yigal Yadin's book on Bar Kokhba, the archaeological picture book, he has there letters from Bar Kokhba, from Shimon Bar Kokhba, which he signed Shimon Bar Kosiba. However, later on, we will see later on that the when his revolution failed and his star waned, the rabbis called him Bar Kosiba. That was a play on words. The word Kosiba in Aramaic, built upon the Hebrew, means the son of a lie, the son of a falsehood. So the rabbis did that purposely in order to show that he was a false messiah. But apparently his real name was Kosiba. And the way he spells it, and the way Yadin has it in the book, it's spelled Kofvov Samach Yud Beis Hei. And the way it appears in the Talmud later is with a Zion instead of a Samach. So that was the play on words, the barb that the rabbis put into him for the events that occurred. What we do know about him was that he was a person of tremendous physical strength. Tremendous physical strength. Now, we have that from both reports. There is a book called Dia Cassio, which is the Roman record of the war against Bar Kokhba. Just as Josephus had the Roman record of the war against the Jews at the time of the destruction of the temple, the Romans kept very good records. Unfortunately, or fortunately, a great deal of their records did not survive till our time. But we do have fragments, and in this Dio Cassio, we have all sorts of statements about Bar Kokhba's personal strength. He was able to uproot a tree while riding a horse, wrapping his hand around the tree and uprooting it. He was able to hold back a Roman catapult by the force of his own personal strength. His personal feats of valor and of strength are legendary, miraculous, superhuman, which all lent to this superhuman aura that he had. The Talmud tells us that he therefore assigned superhuman tasks, so to speak, to anyone who wanted to be a member of his army. Initially, everyone had to be willing to cut off their little finger. But the rabbis objected to such an act of self-mutilation, even though it may or may not prove a person's courage. And therefore, he resorted to the test of uprooting trees. And in the Dio Cassio, they say that he had an army of 200,000 men, each of whom was strong enough to uproot a tree. So you're talking about a large Jewish army and a fearsome Jewish army. The other source that we have regarding Bar Kokhba, interestingly enough, is from the writings of the church fathers. Bar Kokhba was very anti-Christian. The Christians did not cooperate in the revolution, having been excluded from the Jewish people. They stood on the side, not on the side of the Romans, because the Romans themselves persecuted the Christians terribly, but they certainly did not stand on the side of the Jews. And in the writings of the early church fathers, in the writings of Justin Martyr and others, Bar Kokhba is reviled, cursed, blasphemed, you name it. But they all say that he was a person of tremendous personal strength, a tremendous warrior, a great leader, and that he had messianic pretensions. Now, a person of such character and characteristics naturally had a great following. I will discuss with you... Uh,